B-Pod Studios.
So it's Tuesday, right?
Tuesdays are my favorite days.
That means Wednesday's coming.
Excuse me. I must get up now.
Why now? After all this time.
After all this time, why now?
Some of us have jobs to get to.
What you do for a job is not really a great way to make a living, you know?
Well, aren't we, Mr. The Glass is Half Empty?
Somebody's got to do it, huh?
Well, we might as well get this over with.
Yep, let's go.
Showtime!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Good morning. It is 5:42. A beautiful day in Boston. Partly cloudy and high 66. Very nice. Chris, isn't it bright early?
Yeah, bright. We're approaching the longest day of the year.
It's great.
It feels like it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's that. So it's nice. It's going to be 66 today. Not too shabby. And tomorrow, partly cloudy and a high about 78. That's summer.
Yeah. I'm wearing winter clothes right now, by the way.
I've noticed that. You got this
It was 43 degrees this morning in my house.
Isn't that great? How about that? Good sleeping weather, isn't it?
It should be, but I feel like it's not.
Well, here's the thing.
I feel like the world is preventing me from sleeping.
That's right.
I don't know. I mean, the weather's perfect, but I don't know.
Yeah, well, I want to talk
call
about
me crazy.
I want to talk about this later, maybe in the 7 o'clock hour when we've all had some time to absorb the day's.
We all check Twitter and be like, "Oh wow,
it's not good." Are you watching more or less news these days? Because I know my wife is just mainlining Channel 5, the Nationals, just all day long.
I can't. So I call it doom scrolling, and even when you're watching it on TV, I'll walk in and Dave will be watching the news, and I'm like, nope.
Yeah.
Put on Bravo.
Right.
I mean, it's not like I don't want to be informed. I do want to be informed, but there's a self-flagellation aspect of it where you're like, okay, I can't take much more.
Your brain is just...
I just turn it on for the sports scores.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Last year's?
it's like hitting your head against a wall.
Yeah. So last night was a little better in Boston, right?
Yeah.
Not as...
Yeah, I think Worcester had a couple of problems, but... No, I think everyone with the National Guard was out and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they're for.
So that's...
Yeah.
That was quiet.
Yeah. So that's... We need some quiet.
Wasn't quiet all over the country, though.
No, I see some cities.
Still,
right? St. Louis. Where else?
D.C.
New York,
was pretty bad.
D.C. Louisville. Even Buffalo.
Buffalo.
All places.
Yeah.
Buffalo.
Not much to do.
It's a cool, temperature there. But New York still, they tried to get into Macy's. I used to go to that Macy's.
Why?
Go to that Macy's in
That's
New York.
Terrible
hey,
Macy's. It's way
at Herald Square?
Yeah, I don't like that Macy's.
Why don't you? That is, it's iconic. It's huge.
I know. It's also jam-packed with people.
Yeah, usually it is. Yeah. They tried to get into that last night. But,
there was a curfew in New York City last night. I had a couple of friends on Facebook said that they just made it.
How's your brother doing?
He's good. Mm-hmm. He said, I texted him last night and he said something
he's in
to
New
the
York.
Effect. Yeah, he's got three kids. He lives in the Upper West Side of New York. Mm-hmm. And I asked him how he was doing. And he said, he was baking. Oh, this is what I said, you have your head in the oven? Because he's like, very stressful. He said, funny you should ask that. I just made blueberry muffins and had my head literally in the oven. I also realized that if anybody ever asked me at what point in your life did you lose manhood, it was 10 minutes ago when I was making blueberry muffins while singing along to Bette Midler's The Rose.
Well, let's take his man card.
I'll deal with things in our own way.
He's a stressed out man, so that's it.
What is it with all the men in your life? They're either baking... Pui to what,
Pui to amour, wells of love.
Yeah, or blueberry muffins.
You know what? Food is love. I surround myself with people who can feed me.
Now I know. Right. What you're doing with that 50 pounds of sugar.
Right. Like, see what I mean?
Flour. All right. 5:46. We're going to do our best to, at least accentuate the positive today. So that's all we can
do. Give you some blueberry bread
Did you bring
recipes.
Any? No, he didn't bring
any. No, I didn't. Sorry.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston. Then say, open ROR or WROR.com.
Hey, did you see a study? they took dogs And the reason I bring this up is I have two dogs. One would fail the study and one would actually do quite well. They put humans, their owners, in a box, or covered them. Mm-hmm. And the owners just were saying, help, help, help.
Really?
Half the dogs would just run around and not care.
That, yep.
That's my schnauzer, Sophie.
Yeah.
And the other dog that would actually try to rescue you was trying to get under with stress and tried to get under the box to find you and help you.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm going to try that later with my dogs.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, isn't that fun? I know Sophie's brain.
Fun with Bob.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you should try it with your wife, too,
yeah,
and see which one
says.
They'll rescue.
I know the answer. That's great. I know my wife would rescue the dogs.
So. Yes, yes.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right. It's 6:21, and Cool Things is brought to you by Stress Balls, De-Stressing Gummies. Hey, who needs some stress balls right now?
I would take
I think we all do. Those. Here, throw some my way.
I don't know if you eat them or squeeze them, but whatever.
I think they're multi. I think you eat them. They're chewable.
Okay, gummy. All right. Yeah, well,
they're gummy all right. Stress balls. Okay, LBF, what do you got that's so cool you got to tell America?
Well, I know most people are wearing their morning pajamas right now versus their afternoon pajamas, but eventually you're going to have to leave the house this summer, and I'm going to tell you what fashion trends are sweeping the nation.
Last year's?
We're swapping last year's.
We are?
Yes. Why? What was last year's?
What I'm going to be wearing?
You're probably not going to wear any of these.
No,
unless
okay,
like
good
to know.
Like a
baby tank.
Oh, boy.
Baby tank. You calling a baby tank?
Yeah. That's what they used to call me when I was a kid.
Well, we're coming up on the 35th anniversary of one of the greatest movies that became one of the greatest movie trilogies of all time, and there's some really cool stuff coming out for
all right. Brian loves his 80s movies.
It's really a good
does.
One.
That's
good. A good one.
Okay, in Britain, they've figured out how to socially distance and have picnics and barbecues, and they've used math angles, scientifically.
Math angles.
Math angles.
I skipped that year.
I'm going to help you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know
all
what a
people
parallel-
teaching at school, just at school at home, know what these are
that's
now.
That's right. You know what a parallelogram is. All right. Coming up. LBF.
I'm trying to think of what a parallelogram is. I do not know. It's like Instagram?
We'll tell you.
Anyway,
yeah.
All right, so if you, for summer, what's in, what's out real quick? Because I know people are going to eventually go outside and wear things. So I wanted to let you know.
Yeah.
Gladiator sandals, out. I know, Bob, you love your strappy gladiator sandals that go all the way up to your knees.
Yeah, they're out.
They're out. You're going to have to go for a two-strap sandal, just the slip-ons.
Yeah, not in Sparta anymore.
Is that better? Yeah, I know, right?
That's right. Seemed like a lot of work to me. Seems
the gladiator?
Like a lot of unnecessary
oh, yeah,
work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you're a sailor and you like knots and ties.
No,
it's not for you.
Bye-bye.
Prairie tops. Over.
I don't know what that
They're
is.
Like flowy prairie tops with tassels.
Oh, that's what the Pioneer Woman wears. When
yeah,
she
when she's cooking when over she's an open flame.
Yeah.
And I have a heart attack. Well, she should be wearing now baby tanks.
Oh, hey, yeah,
baby
I like
tanks.
It. Yes.
Nightmare.
Why?
Talk to a me. Baby tank?
Talk to me.
First of all, it's a tank top.
Uh-huh.
And it's wee. It's little, like a baby.
Ooh.
And no, that's no. No, no, no. I'm just
Brian,
telling
you. Have
you
a problem with that at all?
I don't
all
have a problem with those at
the
all.
Baby tank, no.
All right.
Mm-mm.
And fine. Oh, actually,
wearing
two
one
more.
Right now.
Yeah.
Little glasses, shield shades. They're just this giant shade that goes right across
oh
your
God.
Face.
Star Wars
yes,
kind of
yeah. Exactly.
Stormtrooper.
It's sweeping the nation, everybody.
Oh, boy,
and
great.
Finally,
yeah.
Those oh, little short that shorts that... With the cutoffs, and you can see mm-hmm. people's bums hanging out.
Yeah, that's gone.
That's gone.
That's gone.
Oh. But you, hey, Brian, you can't
Bermuda
complain.
Bermuda shorts. Your yeah. mom's favorite.
Oh.
You got the
yes.
baby tank, though. So.
Yeah, you're gonna.
No.
You would rather have
you
the teeny
have
tiny
all.
Shorts than
yeah.
the baby tank?
No,
yep.
both.
I would, yeah.
You guys are animals.
Yeah, we are.
Anyway, I will
we're
not
just
be
fashionable.
That's,
we're mammals.
Anyway, Bermuda shorts. Terrible cut, by the
awful.
Way.
Awful.
For the ladies.
Awful. Hopefully they're pleated.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
lots of pockets.
All right. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Brian Bell.
All right, well, July 3rd is the actual anniversary of this movie. Hit that green button for me, Bob.
Here we go.
You were standing on your toilet and you were hanging a clock and you fell and you hit your head on the sink. And that's when you came up with the idea for the flux capacitor.
I gave you explicit instructions not to come here.
Hey, Biff. Hey, guys. How are you doing?
You got my homework finished, McFly?
I've never seen purple underwear before.
I'll be the most powerful man in Hill Valley and I'm going to clean up this town.
Good. You can start by sweeping the floor.
Yeah, back
Mr. Strickland, do you remember you gave me detention last week?
Last week, the school burned down 6 years ago.
So why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Where are we? When are we?
Yeah, back to the future.
Simpler times. Yep. One of the greatest trilogies of all time.
Right.
So because of the 35th anniversary, yesterday released in Walmart was some memorabilia from Funko Pop. They have, hey, remember when you could go to school and take your lunchbox and have lunch?
Yeah.
Back to the Future lunchbox. We got Back to the Future backpacks. And
I love that. Let me see that.
A new one available June 20th.
Do your kids like this at
yes,
all?
Yes. We love
it. It's my birthday.
They do. We
that
love
that they went back in time October 26th.
Back
look
to the
at
Future.
That. They
just
did.
Get that backpack.
What year?
You were born in 1955?
Yeah, I thought 85. So.
85.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Not my real birthday.
But they're also coming out with a board game that's available for pre-order. It comes out on the 20th of June, which is your daughter's birthday.
Yep.
And it's Back to the Future, the board game. It looks like a lot of fun.
That's good.
So if you're a Back to the Future fan, this is going to be some fun memorabilia on the shelves very soon.
You're psyched.
I am. I love that movie so much.
I wouldn't be surprised if I saw you roll up in a DeLorean. I couldn't. I wouldn't. Be surprised
great.
At all.
No.
Wouldn't you
I would be
him?
Embarrassed for
yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah. With a white wig, it'd be great.
I have one. I have the
yes,
whole Doc
yes,
Brown
the whole outfit.
And not the DeLorean.
No,
right.
No but
it's cosplay.
Yeah. Yeah. More than we want to know.
We do. Whatever.
All right. According to Britain scientists, they say groups who want to picnic this summer or have backyard barbecues must sit in either a hexagon, a pentagon, or a parallelogram to remain 6 feet apart and still be able to socially mingle. So a parallelogram, remember what that is?
No.
LBF, they're parallel sides, two lines. Yep. So you take 6 feet apart in a parallelogram, you could do that. Or you could have a hexagon. That's eight, right? No, that's octagons. Wait a minute.
Hex is six.
Hex is six. One, two, three. Yeah, hex
yeah,
is six.
Yeah,
my wife's been penta. Homeschooling the kids, not me.
Yeah,
so.
Penta's five.
Yeah.
Don't sit in a pentagram because then you'll summon demons.
Oh, that's you have to watch out for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
True.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So there you go. Sound good?
You know, math.
Yeah.
And
for you, there's only three in your family. You can do the triangle.
Easy.
That's all you got.
Exactly why I had one kid.
There
I couldn't do the math.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Good morning. It is 6:32 and 66 degrees today under mostly sunny sky. Just beautiful day.
Yeah, it's
gotta
nice
like it,
out.
Right? Beautiful.
Wow. Down I should turn around more often.
You should look out. Turn around. This
yeah.
The window's right behind
look at
you.
That. How am I all this time?
Beautiful. And tonight, cloudy and 56. Open those windows. Let the air in. Love it. Brian.
Yeah.
Brian Bell, your mom, Ma Bell.
Oh, yeah.
Tagged me on a Facebook post last night.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, great.
Now, when I went to see your
great,
mom, when I went to see Ma Bell, Kathleen, in beautiful Tewksbury to pick up our mask that she sewed for us.
Yeah.
She handed me a menu.
Oh, yeah.
From Angelina's Italian restaurant.
Yeah, right across
said,
the street from us.
Yeah, yeah, have you guys, Bobby, have you and your family gone to Angelina's yet? I said, no, we haven't. Well, you must. You must.
Yeah.
You have to go.
Yeah.
She handed me a menu with everything on it, LBF, her phone, the phone numbers, their, just all the takeout stuff.
Yeah.
So she tagged me last night on a post for Angelina's Italian restaurant. They just won Best Food Delivery in Tewksbury.
Hey, that's pretty good.
So your mother tagged me, and she wanted us to know. Said, Brian Bell, you haven't eaten here.
Yes, I
and
have.
Bob, if you haven't, you need to. She loves Angelina's.
She's taken me there. They have gluten-free pasta.
She doesn't remember that, Brian.
Yeah,
we did her so long.
We did her 70th birthday there.
Did maybe you? That's why.
Yeah,
Brian, your mom wants you to
We've
go
been
back.
There.
Yeah,
Ma.
That's a wicked passive way to be like, my son has not visited me in a long time.
That's
yeah.
right. Is that what it is?
Sorry, Ma.
Oh, yeah,
can't visit.
I'm a mother.
Yeah,
that's what we do.
Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah.
So the reason I'm bringing this up, thank you, Kathleen.
That's amazing. She tagged Bob in it.
Isn't that great?
Great.
Well, because it's in Tewksbury. I can just shoot over.
I get it. She killed a lot of birds with that one stone.
I can just shoot.
But she's, good aim.
But the reason she's very into this restaurant. Does she eat there quite often?
Well, it's across the street from her. Yeah.
She loves it.
Oh, my God.
It
I can't even imagine having a restaurant across the street.
An Italian
so
restaurant
great.
Right across the street. So the reason I bring this up, Brian, tell your mother that she can have them become our restaurant of the day at WROR.com. She just say, hey, look, Angelina.
She knows the owners.
Does she know Angelina?
Of course she does.
Angelina. Go to WROR.com.
They're probably like, why isn't your son haven't been in here?
Yeah.
I've been there. We've eaten multiple times
and
there.
And the secret could be out. They could be the restaurant of the day, which every day at about 8:50-ish, we unveil the restaurant of the day. We put a spotlight on them. And give them free advertising.
Yeah,
so nice.
Like we just did.
Like we just did.
Yeah, we sure
why don't
did.
Sign up now.
There you go. Went full circle.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ma Bell. All right, what's coming up in Dirty Laundry?
The cat lady wins.
Oh, no.
Also,
again.
Why swinging is not good for your marriage.
Oh, it doesn't work?
Not, no, yeah, it doesn't work. And I'm not talking like swing set swinging.
Not the chandelier either, yeah. Right? We heard that last week.
What have you been
week.
Doing?
Okay.
All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
That's coming up in 10. Take a look at Dirty Laundry with LBF. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, hit it.
You hit it.
You hit it.
You hit the button.
You want the button?
Yeah, I want the button.
All right, here she is.
Yo, you cool cats and kittens.
Yeah, that's Carol Baskin.
I thought you were going to tease Carol.
Oh,
Baskin.
No. I wanted just to hit it right away.
You want to hit.
We don't practice, everybody.
That B, Carol.
Yo, you cool cats and kittens.
There's Carol.
Carol Baskin has something to smile about. No, she didn't kill her husband. She did that the first one. The zoo that once belonged to Joe Exotic. Crazy Joe Exotic. Do we have his?
We have Joe. Remember this guy? He was, before everything else, he was the hottest thing going.
Hey, I'm Joe Exotic, otherwise known as the Tiger King. The gay gun cane redneck with a mullet.
Yep, with a mullet.
That was in March, right? We all watched that in March.
Well, all started.
It seems like forever ago.
It seems like last year.
Seems like a quaint show.
We started quarantine with that guy.
Yes. Can we end it now?
I know, really. Like, yeah, let's wrap it up with this because Joe Exotic Zoo, essentially, is now the property of his longtime rival, Carol Baskin.
She
wins.
Won.
A judge in Oklahoma awarded the zoo to the Big Cat Rescue Corporation, which has problems in and of itself. I don't like it. She'll now control the 16-acre property that's home to an animal park with a variety of big cats an hour south of Oklahoma City.
Well, if you remember the show, the guy who had it was no picnic either. What's his name? Lowe?
Yeah, Jeff Lowe.
Jeff Lowe. Yeah,
and he kind of took it from Joe Exotic.
He bamboozled Joe Exotic.
Yeah.
So she's going to bamboozle it away from him.
Right. I mean, they all deserve each other.
It's a pack of losers.
Pack of tigers and a pack of losers.
That's what it is.
I'm voting for the tigers.
Right?
Yeah.
They might be able to take care of this with one little claw.
Mm-hmm.
So as you recall, Baskin and Joe Exotic feuded for years before he was convicted last year in a plot to have Baskin murdered. This was all in Tiger King on Netflix. If you haven't watched it, where have you been? He's serving 22 years for that.
Yeah.
And other crimes, like animal abuse. Terrible.
Yeah, like I said, there's no nice guys.
There's no winner in this.
There's no nice guys.
Carol Baskin seems really weird and possibly murdered her husband.
Yep.
Joe Exotic is a terrible person.
And Jeff Lowe is
Jeff Lowe is even, like,
just a bad dude.
Bad dude.
Yeah.
They say he's the scum that scum wipes off the bottom of their shoes.
Oh, oh my God.
Yeah,
really.
See?
Die.
Pretty low,
that,
right?
That is like a playground taunt.
Yes, it
You're
is.
You're the scum. Right, that scum.
That scum wipes off the shoes.
Yeah.
How about that scum?
And a slow clap.
Right. Then you walk off.
Yep, exactly. Okay. Winning. All right, so swinging.
Yeah. Who's swinging?
Well, not anymore.
Yeah.
So if you watch Silicon Valley, did you ever watch that, Brian?
Did not.
Seems like something
a little bit.
Yeah. Mm. This actor, Thomas Middleditch, you'll recognize him. He's getting a divorce after coming out as a swinger.
Mm-hmm.
He claimed previously that swinging saved his marriage, like an open marriage, I guess.
Yeah.
And now he and his wife, makeup designer Molly Gates, have filed for divorce because that's pretty much what happens when you swing, I think. I mean, I'm not judging, like, whatever, to each his own. But for regular people who are, like, go into marriage thinking, like, you're my one and only, and then somebody's like, so, what do you think about a key party?
Oh, my God.
That's Man, not
how
good.
How do you bring that up?
You know, that's a good question. And right, if somebody like, has done yeah. that, I really want to hear from them. Like, how do you approach your spouse
wow,
with,
really?
Like, so, like, I was just thinking our neighbors are super nice.
I thought you meant,
oh my God,
swinging from the chandelier.
You can do that.
Love after love. That's
what happened to his marriage.
Yep. Yeah, just swinging.
The swinging and swinging.
Yeah, then the crash.
Not good.
And exactly.
Not good.
Mm. One more thing.
One more thing.
One more thing.
All right.
Miss America will reign for 2 years instead of one.
Mm-hmm.
Camille Schrier. 2 years because of coronavirus. She said, I realize now that I'm probably going to be a Jeopardy question. You probably won't.
Yeah.
If there was a God in heaven.
Maybe Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, maybe.
Where is she from, Miss America?
Where is she from?
America.
Yeah, is she America? You sure?
Are we all one, Bob? It doesn't really say. Once you're Miss America, you're just like that, Miss America.
Drop the state part.
Yeah, you do.
She's promoting drug safety and abuse prevention while championing. How do you say that? Championing?
Isn't
that's a hard
it
word.
It looks better on paper.
That's while promoting.
She was Miss Virginia.
STEM. Science and technology. Miss Virginia, that good for her.
That's good.
Championing. Ooh, that's a toughie. Try it.
I like it. Miss Virginia. She gets 2 years.
More difficult than swinging. Yes. Two years.
Maybe they should just do it every 2 years.
Maybe they should not do it at all.
Yeah, I don't care.
You don't care about Miss America?
No, do we really care anymore?
No.
Do they have talent?
Yeah, I guess.
No, they don't.
Do they?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
No. Whatever, they just champion something and then move on.
They probably could say that better than I can, though, so who am I to judge?
Right. It's so funny. You're right, Brian. People are coming back to work. Yesterday, we kind of semi-opened up the office, the studios. We haven't seen people in a long time, right? It's
yeah.
been since March 16th. So we're starting to see bodies. And
we're starting to see bodies.
Hey!
All right.
Oh! What have you been doing? Working from home.
Yeah, right.
You did the belly check, right?
Yeah, right.
Oh, my God.
I don't mean Bill Belichick. I mean the belly check.
I hope
you're
yeah.
like, wow.
No, that's why I get out of the office quick.
You got to get out.
I was like, bye, see you later. No one look at me.
People are judging.
They are.
I saw you look at my belly.
I didn't.
You did.
I
came in.
I see you every day. I don't look at your belly.
Well, then say something nice.
Hey, nice belly.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, yeah.
Bell BF had the line of the. You had the line of the last couple of weeks ago. We were talking about belling up to the bar.
Oh yeah,
remember that?
Yes.
And you said,
"What'd I say?"
You said you're going to get to the bar a lot quicker.
Oh,
now.
I am giving it a whole new meaning.
Belly, I'm here already.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
My belly gets there before anywhere near my arms or face.
That's it. Anyway, it's 7:04. Yeah, a guy came in and he was wearing a mask and he was wondering why we weren't wearing masks. So we're not going to do a show wearing masks.
We're going to talk on the radio.
Yeah.
Right.
And we're very far apart.
And. Yeah. We have snacks.
And yes, how are we going to
really?
Eat?
We have
snacks. Yeah, we have snacks.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, 7:14. Going to be 66 today. Nice day. Lots of sun, as you see.
Yeah.
And a few of those, nebulous clouds. No big deal. Right?
Well, yeah, no big deal. They're pretty. They're like.
Yeah, they're not going to bother you. They're puffy.
It's like a cumulonimbus, I believe.
Yes.
Cumulus. You know, sometimes, hey, we're all puffy. You might as well
have
puffy clouds.
Exactly.
That happens.
We like the clouds.
All right, LBF.
Yes.
I want you to play my work wife here, if you could.
Okay, this is going to be a stretch, though.
Yeah, I know.
What's my motivation?
You help your work. No. Play the part of, because I already have the answer for my wife.
Okay.
On this. You, I'll listen to you, and then Brian,
you're answer shopping, Bob.
Yes. Yeah. Looking for a different answer. So, anyway, so we bought the house. It was a used house.
Yeah. Yes.
Carolyn doesn't like the chandelier that's in the quasi dining room.
Okay.
Thinks it's a little stodgy. It's not her style.
Okay.
So she found one she likes at a store that's open in New Hampshire. Starts with Home.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So that was open, so she bought it. The problem is it came with no instructions because it was literally off the ceiling.
Okay.
So I said, yeah, we can do this because the price was right. All right. So get it home. And it's sitting on the dining room table.
I'm just
now
thinking about the price of a copay at the hospital. But anyway.
So, hey, here's where I want you to chime in and either talk me into it or out of it.
Okay.
She said, so the light on the dining room table, what are we going to do with that? She says, maybe you could call Adam. Now, Adam is my niece's husband.
Okay.
Is he an electrician?
Dabbles.
Ah.
Dabbles.
Dabbles.
In the electrician.
In the electrical
field.
Arts.
So maybe we could dabble together and hang it. And I said, well, I don't know if I need to call Adam. I might be able to do this myself. I just need someone to lift it up and make sure I keep it straight and all that.
Right.
And she said, maybe she'll just call Adam.
No confidence.
No confidence. Wow. So what do you say?
Well, I see her point. However.
Her point. Okay.
Yeah. I mean.
Would Dave try this at home?
You know, Dave, it depends on his mood. But I like it when he's like, looks up at something and says, nope. Because then I'm like, all right, we'll just hire somebody. I think you should.
Try it.
Yes. Couple of reasons. Mm. One, I've always wanted to see you with curly hair.
Okay. It'd be no hair. Okay, it would be
shock a little bit, you know.
Yeah, you like that. Okay.
Einstein-y look. Second, I think if you did it, you would feel so good every time. Well, I know you used to feel so good every time you sit down at a dining room table, but you would feel even better because you would look at that and be like, I installed that myself with no directions.
Wow, see?
So the result, if good, can be excellent.
All right.
The result, if bad, it's just...
I have no hair left.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
Brian, what's your take?
Oh, put that sucker in. How tough can it be? There's no fan on it or anything, right?
No,
just a light.
Just a hanging.
Simple light. Chains. That's easy.
It's
got a chain on it, right?
Electrocutions go. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
No, you just make sure you have the little pen that shows if there's electricity or not.
I have one of
those. Yeah, then you're good, you know?
Okay. Oh, usually I just lick my finger.
Wow.
I'd like to hear from an electrician. If we have any electricians listening and you have a second.
They're all laughing in their cars.
I want to hear from you.
Yeah, I can't wait until he calls
me to install that. I'd like
that.
An electrician to call 888-410-1057 to either talk me into it or out of it.
Okay.
Because it's sitting on the table.
How much do you think it weighs?
I don't think it weighs more than 25 pounds.
Oh,
you know,
all right.
It's 20,
okay.
25 pounds.
All right.
But you don't want to do it alone because
you're
up
there. No,
you
can't. Yeah.
All right. So if there's an electrician, you can talk me in or out of it. I would listen.
Should do it.
All right. 888.
Is I want a couple of days
Brian?
Off.
Yeah. 410-1057. ROR,
that's
good morning.
Lovey.
Hi,
Lovey. Oh, Lovey.
All right, Lovey, what is your take on it?
I think he should stay away from that light. He will burn the house down.
See, that's
stay away from, don't go into the light.
You know, it's nice to think that you can do these things, but the truth is, one little screw up and you could be burning the house down.
Yeah, and insurance probably won't like that.
Well, you wouldn't tell them you did it yourself.
Lovey, I went straight for death.
Pretty stupid.
Yeah.
Easy.
Lovey
I didn't think about the fire in the house.
Yeah,
which is surprising.
And
you
I know.
Always think of
I went straight
case
to death.
There'll be no insurance. Because people that do the wrong thing do not get insurance for that.
So that Lovey has
that's
a point.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I still think he should do
it. Yeah, don't try to tell Bob he can do these things when
We know he can't.
Come on. All right, Lovey.
You
tell,
can do it.
Tell Thurston Howell I said hi, Lovey. 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. And the lady of the 80s, there is Madonna.
I love that song.
Material Girl.
Yep.
Hey, Brian, do me a favor. Can you check the phone? It could be an electrician calling. But meanwhile, LBF.
Yeah.
We are in disagreement today.
I know.
I don't know what's going on. I told you off air that today is National Rocky Road Ice Cream Day.
Worst ice cream ever.
And you say it's the worst ice cream ever.
Ugh. It's too much going on. It doesn't know what it wants to be.
It here's what's going on. It was invented in 1929 by William Dreyer of Dreyer's Ice Cream.
Yeah.
He called it black. He says it reportedly calmed his Black Thursday nerves when the stock market crashed. He created the original Rocky Road because things were definitely rocky. He mixed chunky almonds, mini marshmallows, delicious milk chocolate ice cream to create a new ice cream flavor that has made people smile now for almost 90 years. It became America's top three ice cream overnight, practically.
Yeah, I don't
like Rocky Road. You don't like Rocky Road?
No. Get smooth sailing? I want a smooth sailing ice cream.
So you want the yacht rock of ice cream. Like there's Christopher Cross would make.
Right.
Sailing.
Because Rocky Road just has that, like, first you think you're getting this really great smooth chocolate ice cream, and then you run into a nut, which is hard and crunchy, and then you run into a frozen marshmallow, which it should be like, you want it to be like spongy, but it's not, and it's terrible, and the tastes are awful.
Really?
An almond and a marshmallow don't taste good.
Can't you...
Not when they're frozen.
No.
I like Rocky Road. It's fun. I like the more stuff in it, the better.
I like stuff. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, okay.
I mean, but it's the combination of stuff.
Oh, because all of a sudden it's rocky, then it's marshmallow.
Yeah, and then it's just, and then it's creamy, and then it's like, it's just, yeah, you break a tooth. You it is a disappointing ice cream.
Okay. Well, you're not going to be having Rocky Road.
Not today.
What are you having?
I'm going to have... if I can get my hands on it, some coffee ice cream with chips in it, because Ina Garten made some the other day. And
I'm not going to argue with you about that.
See, we can agree on some things. Look at us coming together.
Do they make
There's
a coffee?
Hope for the world.
Do they make a coffee Rocky Road? I want to travel that road.
Ruin that.
No.
Because you'd get an almond and then a coffee and then a marshmallow and your mouth would be like, what's happening?
I like a Rocky Road.
Yeah. My teeth kind of hurt just talking about Rocky Road.
Yeah, right?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, you guys. I'll never have to share my Rocky Road.
That's what you've learned today.
That's what I've learned today. All right, what's coming up in our dirty laundry? Let's move from the kitchen to the laundry.
Shall we?
Yeah.
Why, if you're married, swinging is not a good idea, and why Tiger King is sitting in jail stewing now.
Oh, my God.
He's mad.
He's mad. At that blank, Carol
that
Baskins.
That woman.
We'll leave it at that. All right, let's see what's in the laundry. I know who's hiding in the laundry. It's her.
Yo, you cool cats and kittens.
Yeah, she's hiding, all right.
Carol.
Carol Baskin won big yesterday because the zoo that once belonged to Joe Exotic, remember that guy from Tiger King?
Oh, everybody who knows old Joe.
Hey, I'm Joe Exotic, otherwise known as the Tiger King, the gay gun cane redneck with a mullet.
That's him.
Yep. Well, that zoo is now the property of Carol Baskin and the Big Cat Rescue Corporation, thanks to an Oklahoma judge who awarded that yesterday. She's in control of the 16-acre property. It's an animal park with a variety of big cats. It's an hour south of Oklahoma City if you ever want to go there. As you recall, the whole point of Tiger King, which was on Netflix in March, which seems like it was on 15 years ago, she was trying to get him to close down his zoo because she said it was abusive toward the tigers. And he was like, no way. But as we all learned, it pretty much was. Then he sold it to a guy named Jeff Lowe, who was a scam artist from Vegas.
Swindled him out of it.
Swindled him out of it.
He did.
And then Joe Exotic went to jail for 22 years for plotting to kill Carol Baskin. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Carol Baskin is accused, not officially, but by the world, of killing her first husband. He went missing like a couple of, 15 years ago? And maybe more.
Yeah.
And they never found his body. And some say she fed him to the tigers. It was the most amazing Netflix series I've ever seen. Dave Falcone still hasn't seen it.
He didn't like it.
He was like, this is freaking me out. It's making me feel uncomfortable.
Really?
I don't know. It was like
I couldn't stop
there
watching.
There was no redeeming quality in anybody, so he just didn't take it.
That's why it was so
good. Like, that's why, exactly. I'm like, that's why it's awesome. It's like Real Housewives with tigers.
It had everything.
Tigers. It had everything. Tigers.
Yeah. Mullets.
Shaquille O'Neal. Was he in there?
Oh, my.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Anywho.
The other thing I want to mention.
Yeah.
Swinging. It's not good for your marriage.
Is it not?
Exhibit A. Thomas Middleditch from Silicon Valley claimed that swinging helped his marriage. Well, now he and his wife, Molly, are getting a divorce. Mm-hmm. No key parties for you.
Well, isn't it like, maybe it's not a good analogy, but it's kind of like.
I can't wait for this. How much trouble do you think he's going to get into?
Probably a lot.
All right, go.
But think of it this way. If I bought you a box of chocolates and every chocolate was the same, right?
Yeah.
You'd think, well, it's really good chocolate. I love this chocolate.
Right.
And then one day, someone brings home an assortment of chocolates.
Yeah.
And then you're like, wow, the variety of this chocolate beats that old box of chocolate.
The problem with
the variety of chocolates
is 9 times out of 10.
You take a bite and put it back.
Right. You know, you only get like the coconut or the caramel once in a while. Yeah, but you know, so if you you just bring me salted caramel all day, I'm yours.
Well, Dave's your salted caramel.
Right.
Now, that's, so you found it and I found mine.
I mean, I do like a coconut once in a while, Dave.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I just, you know.
Oh boy.
There you have it.
The raspberry is sometimes.
Anyway. Hey, that's why you don't bring it home, Dave. You leave that raspberry.
I'm gonna end it there.
You think?
I think it's a good idea.
I think it was a good analogy, though, don't you think?
I don't think it was the worst.
Okay, well, thanks.
But that's, it wasn't the best. And you didn't insult anybody.
No, I didn't.
So
we're hungry.
Also, and I don't have to contact HR because it got weird.
I think it was a good analogy.
It was a good,
I don't bring home different chocolates. No, that's it.
No, you eat them at the store.
Oh, my God.
See, she never sees one. You don't know what you're missing if I ate it at the
All right,
store.
This is going to get weird soon. Weird. I can feel it. We're on a path.
Yeah, we're on the precipice.
And we heard last week what happened when a couple tried to swing from a chandelier.
Yes.
That didn't work.
Love after love.
And
look out.
Forrest Gump knew when he said it about it.
Life is like a box of chocolates.
Yeah, that's right. Don't swing with the chocolates. Right?
I don't know. I'm hungry.
Okay. 7:52. Good morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yes, brought to you by Window Nation. Now deferring payments on all windows for 2 full years. Visit windownation.com. Let's say good morning to our player today, Sandra from West Roxbury. Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning.
You ready to play Super Smart in 60 seconds?
I'm as ready as I'm ever going
to
be.
That's what they all say, right, LBF? As ready as they're ever going to be. You're right, because it's not like you could study. You just got to be ready to play. You get all 10 right, we'll give you $1,000. Okay, Sandra?
Okay.
Sound like a plan?
It does.
All right, so listen, if you're not sure about a question, say pass. LBF will get back round to it if there's time. Okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
How many arms does an octopus have?
8.
What is traditionally the main fruit ingredient in a Ricky?
Lime.
Which former U.S. president was a peanut farmer?
Jimmy Carter.
What must be held by anyone wishing to speak during meetings in the book Lord of the Flies?
Pass.
What animal lives in a lodge?
Beaver.
Who runs the orphanage in the musical Annie?
Pass.
What mammal has the longest pregnancy?
An elephant.
Saddle shoes, poodle skirts, and motorcycle jackets were popular in what decade?
50s.
Who sings Material Girl?
Madonna.
What's the brand name for the sedative diazepam?
Pass.
What must be held by anyone wishing to speak during meetings in the book Lord of the Flies?
I don't remember that book at all. Pass.
You haven't read that since 8th grade. No. All right, what's the answer to that one?
A conch shell, or a conch shell, depending on how you want to
pronounce it. Either pronunciation is correct.
Thank you, my pronunciation
person. We would say conch or conch, yeah. Why
yes,
not?
So.
Well, listen, I think you got 7 rights.
Yes, yeah. You did. You did a really good job.
That was my average.
Is that right?
None wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, none wrong.
None wrong. Very good, Brian.
Who runs the orphanage in the musical Annie? Miss Hannigan.
You knew that.
And the brand name for the sedative diazepam is Valium.
Guess you never needed it.
We do now.
People say I need my diazepam. But.
All right.
But great job.
I think so. Yeah.
Thanks.
No, well, you hold your head up high today,
yes,
Sandra.
Yes, proud. None wrong, 7 right.
Yeah.
It's all good.
You came 3 away from $1,000. Nothing wrong with that.
Concentrate on that.
And like Brian said. Well, no, I'm just saying. Brian,
I'm
going
to bring that up.
Brian said she didn't get any wrong.
That's right.
Right?
No, I'm proud of that. I really am, actually.
You know what? Anybody asked you how you did say I didn't get any wrong.
That's a great answer.
How about that?
It's about reframing.
That's it. All right, Sandra, thank you for playing. We've got a WROR t-shirt for you, okay?
Great, thank you.
We never ask on the air what size you want. It's just not going to do that. Okay, so we'll, so don't hang up. Why are you all looking right, at me like that?
I'm always looking at you like this,
you
Bob.
Are.
I'm always looking at you like
that
this.
That is true. Okay, Sandra.
Fear.
Sandra, thank you for playing. Just a little bit of more fear, anyway. All right, LBF, answer me this: if someone wants to play Super Smart, what do they got to do?
They have to go to WROR.com and register. But while they're there, they can practice because we post the quiz every day. It's multiple choice, and it's fun to play and wow all your friends and family with.
Wow, you're good. That was really good.
Thanks so much,
Bob. You should
Bob.
Be endorsing stuff, you know, more often. That was really,
I love to just talk about our website.
You do. It's so, so good.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And 3 cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
LBF, what is cool?
Cheese.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, I know you
Why,
do.
Why, are you taking a picture?
Nope. Orange cheese, yellow cheese, Munster cheese.
All right, you got some cool cheese news.
Cheese, I love cheese.
That's ironic because I do too.
You do?
Oh. Yeah, cheese. Yeah. Cool cheese. I'll tell you about it. My cheese.
Okay.
All right. Well,
that was not the same thing.
Who moved? Hope not. Who moved my cheese?
Got some great movie news for you. All right. In between your cheese.
All right. My cheese has to do with pizza.
Oh, mine does not.
Okay. Then let's hear yours.
Okay.
What's cool?
Well, you'll be happy to know that National Cheese Day is coming up. It's Thursday, June 4th.
Good.
Mm-hmm. And because it's very important to celebrate all things cheese, mm-hmm. Wisconsin Cheese is throwing the world's largest virtual cheese party on Zoom.
Virtual? They like curd. They like curd. Isn't that what a cheese curd?
Cheese curd, yeah.
Right. In Wisconsin?
No, don't make a face. That's good.
Is it?
Yeah, they like cheese curd.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to try it. Maybe when I join the Zoom party on Thursday, I can get door prizes. I hope maybe
some cheese curd. Yeah.
Special guests. I don't know what a cheese special guest would be, but maybe a little like provolone. It's going to last about 45 minutes to an hour. 10 guests will win a cheese after the party, which is like a prize of cheese.
Yeah. Norwegian Jarlsberg.
Right. So you have to register at the Wisconsin Cheese website.
Now, didn't you tell us it was some party?
Yeah.
You bought a ridiculous amount.
$100
worth of cheese.
$100 worth of cheese. It is easy to do with crackers.
Double Gloucester.
Wow. Yeah, like a block of cheese sometimes is 10, 12 bucks.
Yeah.
So if you're feeding a bunch of babies.
Blue Vinny.
Did it all go?
No.
Oh, you had to throw out the cheese.
No.
No?
No, we just didn't consume it there. Yeah. I brought it home.
You're like, that's good.
That's the greatest part of buying cheese plates.
You get to bring it home.
You bring them home.
Nice. There you go. That is true. Well, good. So it's Thursday's Cheese Day.
Celebrate. Write it down.
I'm glad to buy some cheese.
Yeah, good.
All right. Well, one of my favorites. It's probably one of the best trilogies of movies ever.
Wow.
It's the first movie is celebrating its 35th anniversary. July 3rd is the official day.
You're
but
about this one?
This one.
You were standing on your toilet, and you were hanging a clock, and you fell, and you hit your head on the sink, and that's when you came up with the idea for the flux capacitor.
I gave you explicit instructions not to come here.
Hey, Biff. Hey, guys. How are you doing? You got my homework finished, McFly?
I've never seen purple underwear before.
I'll be the most powerful man in Hill Valley, and I'm going to clean up this town.
Good. You're going to start by sweeping the floor.
Gotta get back in time.
So why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Where are we? When are we?
That's right, Back to the Future. Well, to celebrate, starting June 1st, which was yesterday, there are new products on the shelves for the 35th anniversary at Walmart. You can get, they have a cool backpack, they've got some lunch boxes, some Funko Pop stuff, and available on June 20th, you can pre-order it now on Amazon, is Back to the Future, Back in Time. The board game.
Neato. Uh-huh.
It looks really fun. Uh-huh. You make your way through Hill Valley. You can be Doc. You can be Marty. It'll be great.
LVF.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen...
You guys don't want to play it with me?
He gets so excited about this stuff.
I love Back to the Future
me.
So much.
I'm telling you, he talks Back to the Future, he just goes on another level.
I make a flux capacitor reference almost every day.
You do. And not only that, we filmed a little promo. Remember that last?
Yes. Back,
Before 2020 rolled around.
Stand next to each other.
Yeah, remember that? He had his whole Doc outfit. He has the hair. He's got the costume.
We did a family costume Back to the Future one.
Did you?
One time. Sam Bell's request.
This was not a turnoff at all for Caitlin.
She went as Jennifer.
No, I mean, like when she started talking to you about Back to the Future.
She loves Back to the Future, too. It's our family movie.
There's a lid for every pot.
That's it. There
We love Back to the Future. We love the Muppets Christmas album.
That's the lid for every pot. Just when you wonder if there's someone out there for you.
You'll always have that, right? You, too, will always have that. On your darkest day, you'll always have that.
It's a great trilogy.
You are one DeLorean away from total bliss.
Someday.
All righty, then. Hey, folks are ordering a lot of pizza these days. Because you're tired of cooking. Am I right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. So I, have patience when it comes to reheating pizza. Do you have patience?
No.
Do you eat it cold out of the box?
I eat it cold out of the box.
Do you really?
Yeah.
No, see, I don't do that.
Really?
Not since college. So what I do now is put it in the oven, turn the broiler on, and you put olive oil around the crust.
Uh-huh.
Right, the rim of the pizza.
The edges, yep.
The edges of it. And slowly broil it. Keep an eye on it. But if that takes too much time, people in Australia have found a microwave hack. Because microwave pizza is the worst. We all agree on that, right? Here's what they do. If you want to reheat it in the microwave, if it, it gets all soggy, all you got to do is reheat it with a glass of water next to it in the microwave. The water helps the base of the pizza stay crispy and lets that cheese you were talking about melt.
Really?
Oh. Yep. Heat it up for, you can wait 30 seconds, can't you?
Mm. Oh, my pizza now.
It's going back in time.
Yeah.
If 30 or 45 seconds, you'll have leftover pizza that's not soggy.
I'm going to try that.
In the micro.
Yeah.
Here's one you can try, too. If you have a couple of slices of extra pizza, cut it into a circle. Throw it on your grill rack, make a burger, and then use that as the bun.
That's crazy.
I've done it.
Wow. Put an Omaha steak
crust
burger
side
on
either side.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, that's good.
Outside,
idea.
Boom.
Pizza burger.
And you pizza got burger.
Cheese. I got to go.
All right.
Just trying to come up with new ways to expand my stomach.
Honey, turn the grill on. All right.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR.
Or WROR.com.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Happy Tuesday. It's going to be nice. 66 degrees today and down to 56 tonight. So you can open the windows, let that fresh air in. And tomorrow, look for a high of 78, chance of rain. We haven't had rain in a while, right?
Yeah.
We could use a little bit.
We could use some.
Okay,
rain.
So maybe tomorrow. Hey, do you like to hike, LBF, for Brian?
Yeah.
Bob, have we met?
Well, you're always telling me to take a hike.
I never do that. I have hiking boots.
You just like the look, right?
Accessories?
No, I used them once.
To do what?
Did you hike? I walked
uphill.
Blue Hills?
Yes. Yeah.
Wasn't that fun?
No. I was like, when is this going to be flat?
Adorable. Adorable. I guess you're not.
Why do you ask?
Well, I asked because there's a brewery in Virginia.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. Now you're in. A brewery in Virginia called Devil's Backbone is going to pay someone $20,000 to hike the Appalachian Trail. And you can actually throw some parties along the way. How about that? $20,000. So,
and free beer?
Free beer. It's a 2,200-mile footpath, if you're unfamiliar. It stretches from Maine through Georgia. All right? So
no.
You can take a hike. There's a bit of a barrier for entry. People who aren't in a position to spend more than a half a year wandering the wilderness are not encouraged to try out for it.
Okay. Tough to work from home doing that job.
No. If you wanted to make the trek, you may never find a better opportunity. They're looking for a chief hiking officer, a position whose responsibilities include hiking the trail, documenting your travels, throwing some parties along the way.
Dear Diary, this was the worst idea of my life.
Right.
Day one.
Right. And while you're getting hooked up, they'll give you gear for hiking, tents, and all that good stuff.
Do you have like a Sherpa with you? Because I
was
going
to say,
do
you have like support staff bringing you beer? You don't have to carry all the beer
meet you along the way.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you want to do it, it's $20,000. So just go to devilsbackbone.com and
worst idea you've ever had.com.
Yeah. Yeah. And sign up for it there. They're actually going to hire somebody.
You know, this makes me think.
Job. Yep.
Blue Hills should have a brewery at the top.
It's at the
motivation.
Bottom. It's at the bottom.
There's no is there a brewery?
Blue Hills Brewing, yeah.
At the bottom of Blue Hill?
Yeah.
I was not told of that. I don't think it's there.
Put your hiking boots on and
maybe
try
I'll go
it
take
again.
A, yeah, maybe I'll go on a mission to find
Wasn't
it.
Wasn't there a movie about the Appalachian Trail?
It was a Walk in the Woods.
Who was in that?
Robert Redford and Nick Nolte.
So bad. That movie is so bad.
You saw it.
I would rather hike the Appalachian Trail than see that again. It was so bad.
Would you ever, just on a bucket list, found yourself 6 months, nothing to do, hike the Appalachian Trail?
I mean, it's tempting. Ugh. It's an accomplishment.
No,
that's why these guys did it in the movie. It was a bucket list.
Really?
You know,
I don't have any goals.
I think one of them kicked the bucket at the end.
Oh, spoiler alert!
Well, gee, I didn't say which one.
Great.
Okay, well,
probably
good.
Guess Nick Nolte or Robert Redford.
All right, Roger Ebert. Thanks for that.
Blue Hills Brewery closed.
Bummer. Well,
anyway. I never knew about it.
Right, so that's brilliant, in Canton. They should put one of those at the top of the hill.
All right, listen, if you want this job, go to Devil's Backbone and register there.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR
or WROR.com.
105.7 WROR, it's 80s and more. It's 8:51. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. On this Tuesday, so we've been every day about this time featuring a restaurant in the area that has been open, maybe a smaller mom and pop kind of place, or maybe just restaurants with a small chain, just to kind of, you know, let you listeners know that these restaurants are open. And I think we've done a pretty good job with going, you know, around the state, at least around the greater Boston area.
Right.
We've
gone
north.
For everyone.
We've been in the city. We've been south. Now let's go to Marlboro for today's featured restaurant of the day.
It's Chill Kitchen and Bar. And it looks so good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tell us about it, LBF.
Well, it's got something for everybody. First, I want to mention that it has a really good gluten-free dinner menu because Brian Bell's
that's what I was
going to
mention. Thanks a lot.
Oh, well, he asked me first.
I love a place with a gluten-free menu because I'm gluten-free. And they have some good-looking stuff. Chicken wings with a Scotch bonnet pepper sauce. Mm. Yes, please. I saw some scallops and risotto.
Wait a minute. Back up, please.
Yes.
Scotch bonnet.
That's a hot one.
That's a hot one.
That's hot?
That's hot.
They also have honey sriracha aioli. Mm. Wow.
I know your girls would be interested in this. Buffalo cauliflower fritters.
They love that stuff.
Yeah. That's a nice little app.
Yeah.
Avocado toast.
Okay.
You know, you've got everything like burgers, the French dip. You know, the French dip
underrated.
Doesn't get the love that it deserves.
I agree.
I mean, they literally have everything for everybody. Veggie sandwich, fish sandwiches, then the entrees look incredible.
Mm. Yeah.
Everything from chicken parm to mama's meatloaf to cod to seafood stew, which is yummo.
Man,
pasta,
pizza. That place
I know.
Great.
I just rolled through there. They have a gluten-free pizza section, too. A short rib pizza.
That's what I say for you to talk about.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. Lobster pizza. How about that? Lobster pizza.
Wait a minute. Slow down.
Yeah. Corn, tomato, lobster, brandy, cream sauce on a pizza.
Ooh, that sounds awesome.
Pretty good. Menu?
All right.
So, oh, no. Man, I'm starving.
See, now, the we do this.
What's the name of this place again?
It's Chill Kitchen and Bar.
Chill Kitchen and Bar. It is in Marlboro. So they went to WROR.com, and all they did was just simply say, hey, we want to be your featured restaurant of the day. So we talk about it. We put it at WROR.com, also our Facebook pages. So if you're in the Marlboro area, give these guys some of your business.
Turtle cheesecake.
Oh.
Molten
oh.
chocolate lava cake.
Mm.
And a homemade warm brownie sundae.
That sound good?
It all sounds good.
Okay. All right. Chill Kitchen and Bar. Link it at WROR.com. And again, if you're a restaurateur and you want to have some free advertising.
Yeah, tell us about yourself. We love talking about food.
Can't you tell?
Right?
I mean, I guess it's the first time you perked up all day.
I know. I'm finally awake. Boy, what a show this was. Why don't we start talking about food right off the bat?
Right
off the bat.
Okay.
Normally we do.
Anyway, go to WROR.com/local. Tell us about your restaurant, and you'll be the featured restaurant of the day, too.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' on You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.